Two problematic bears who recently showed aggressive and food-conditioned behavior after breaking into unsecured dumpsters in Whitehorse have been put down by conservation officers, according to a Facebook post by Yukon Conservation Officer Services. "This is a sad reminder that our actions directly impact the lives of our wild neighbors," reads the May 9th post. "We can do better." Dean McLean is a conservation officer based in Haines Junction who specializes in human-wildlife conflict. "It's springtime, bears are out. They're looking for food," he said. McLean told the news by phone on May 13th that these two bears had been in conflict for at least a week and a half in the Mount Sema area. He indicated the animals displayed a high level of food conditioning and habituation to our environment. They had access to various attractants at many of the locations, including bird seed and garbage. They checked out some barbecues, so they were up on people's balconies, he said. McLean said the bears disturbed property in their pursuit for food, including tearing into a garden shed and damaging some waste containers to get garbage. After officers trapped and euthanized the first bear following multiple calls, they kept seeing more posts about bear activity, McLean said. That's when officers realized there was another troublesome bear in the area. Both bears were very similar in appearance, so it turned out to be two separate bears. And it's really difficult in that situation to tell which bear is doing what, but they certainly both were in a high level of conflict over that time, he said. If they can find those attractions that can anchor them to an area, it's a learned behavior and they just start going to different yards looking for these high-quality food attractants. That's why people in the Yukon need to chip in, McLean says. I don't think we can stress it enough that it's important for Yukoners to do their part to prevent human-wildlife conflict, and really that starts with properly managing their attractants in their space, he said. McLean noted that includes properly overseeing garbage, birdseed, barbecues, outdoor fridges and freezers, recycling, compost, citronella and pet and livestock food in people's yards and areas. A communication staffer in the Territorial Environment Department confirmed by email that, in the matter of public interest due to the level of conflict and volume of attractants accessed, these two bears were the first ones euthanized this season by conservation officers, who dedicate their careers to the conservation and protection of the environment and wildlife. Euthanizing any animal is always a last resort, reads the email. The Facebook post by the Conservation Officer Service offers more tips for Yukoners to help keep wildlife alive and wild. The post advises locking up garbage, compost and recycling, removing bird feeders and securing any smelly items that could potentially lure bears. A secure yard helps keep bears from coming into communities and out of conflict situations, reads the post. Regularly emptying dumpsters that aren't bear-proof, carrying bear spray that isn't expired and is ready to use, and remaining alert to bear activity are all also advised. Be prepared, not scared, the post reads. Lastly, people that have larger attractants such as beehives, backyard chicken coops, outdoor composts and larger gardens should consider installing electric fences to protect both their property and the bears, officers advise. Contact Dana Hatherley at dana.hatherley@yukon-news.com.